I got to tell you, this is quite the story, and you have to live these types of stories to understand them. It's been all over the media, in particular Fox News, four police officers rushing to an overturned car in the icy Utah River say they all heard the same thing, a mysterious female voice calling out for help. And that voice was coming from inside the vehicle. But the driver of the car was dead, and her 18-month-old daughter, while still alive, couldn't have been that speaker. It was a mystery that continues to haunt the officers and may never be explained. Officer Jared Warner of the Spanish Fork Police Department was one of the first who came to the rescue of tiny Lily Grouseback, who was strapped in a seat in the back of her mother's car, which was precisely hanging upside down in 40-degree water. We've gotten together and just talk about it, and the four of us can swear that we heard someone in the car saying help, said the police officers. But when they flipped over the mid-sized car, they discovered a 25-year-old woman dead in the front seat and Lily unconscious in her car seat. The only people in there were the deceased mother and the child, said Officer Brian DeWitt. Officer Tyler Beddoes said they can't explain it, but have no doubt they heard it. It wasn't just something that was in our heads. To me, it was plain as day, because I remember hearing the voice, Beddoes told the Desert News. I think it was DeWitt who was saying we were trying our best to get in there. How do you explain that? I don't know, he said. Nobody knows exactly how the infant survived hanging upside down for nearly 14 hours in the car seat with no food or water. As she dangled, icy water rushed in just below her head and through the broken car windows as the vehicle sat perched on the bank in the rocks. The temperatures were near freezing throughout the night and throughout the morning. It's heartbreaking. Was she crying most of the night, said one of the officers. It's a miracle. She was needed for sure elsewhere. Police believe the accident occurred when the baby's mother, 25-year-old Lynn Grouseback, struck a cement barrier on the bridge and careened into the river late Friday in Spanish Fork, about 50 miles south of Salt Lake City. So believe what you want. Believe the officers. I don't know. But I think they probably did hear something. Was it some divine intervention? Was it the mother speaking to them? Nevertheless, they were able to save a life, an important life. And the rest of it is all up to you. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.